Live from KQED News, I'm Alex Hall. The president's debate performance last night may have raised alarms in the Democratic Party, but Silicon Valley Congressman Ro Khanna says he's still standing by Joe Biden. On KQED's forum earlier today, Khanna acknowledged that it wasn't a good night for Biden, but he stopped short of joining calls for a new nominee.
That doesn't go to his ability to do the job. It goes to his quality as a candidate, but it's not for some members of Congress or people who have gotten no votes to tell the president of the United States who won the nomination to step down. I mean, he would say, Ro, your name ID is 1% around the country.
Governor Gavin Newsom, who is among the speculated replacements for Biden, said calls for the president to step down were unhelpful and unnecessary. The next presidential debate is scheduled for September 10th. State Farm is asking for massive increases to its California residential insurance rates. KQED's Danielle Venton reports the move is calling the financial stability of the company into question amid an ongoing crisis in the state's insurance market.
State Farm is seeking approval for an eye-popping 30% increase in homeowners insurance rates and a 52% increase for renters insurance.
Financially speaking, State Farm is very, very much apparently in trouble.
Carl Sussman is an insurance broker.
And I think that their request for rate is going to be met with a lot of frustration by consumers because that's the last thing anybody wants is to be paying more money right now.
But Sussman says the risk of bankruptcy may make the rate hike a necessity. In a statement to KQED, the Department of Insurance said it will investigate the company's finances. I'm Danielle Venton, KQED News.
And I'm Alex Hall.